All right. I want to say welcome here to another edition of Party Life and Music Radio. I go by the name of DJ Waheed. And that's right, you do not hear DJ FX. He is on his way back to the United States from the Dominican Republic. And, you know, I'm glad to say that he is safe. He has not been poisoned. He's coming back happier and healthier. He was acting a damn fool out there, but that's all good. You know, the point is, you know, my brother from another mother is having a great time. I had a great time out there. So he will be back in the studio come next week. Yeah, so at this time here, I'm about to hold it down here for the listeners. And before I even get into the mix here, you know, I definitely want to talk about some real serious topics real quick. Now, unfortunately, there's been another issue, a couple that almost got sick in the Dominican Republic. And what it is that I don't know what is going on. They say two more mystery illnesses. And this was a couple from Ontario, Canada. And pretty much this was at the Bahia Principal Hotel and Resorts. And what it is that, you know, the thing is that the lady said that they were in the room and all of a sudden they started getting sick. They started, it's like the staff was sprayed what appeared to be disinfected. So they said a couple changed rooms, but the lady, her name is Helpless, according to the New York Post. Her health only grew worse and she became nauseated. She was covered in sweat, lost her voice, and was struggling to breathe. And when her illness did not improve, she went to the medical center where she began to convulse. And she kept passing out. And her husband, basically held her in her arms to say that you're not going to die. She was revived by a medic using the defibrillator and transferred to a hospital where lesions were discovered on her lungs. So I don't know what is happening or what is going on. Again, for those of you who are safe out there, you know, please hit us up on Twitter. Party Life and Music Radio, and just, you know, let us know what's going on. Let us know that you're doing all right, and that way at least we can go ahead and just, you know, not hold that illness or hold that as a separate illness. Because I mean, definitely my hearts and prayers goes out to the family and the young couple, not younger couple, but young in spirit, who were engaged to be married. They were here in the DMV area, and the woman, the wife-to-be, she had a funeral on Saturday, and the male, her partner, who was going to be her husband, is having his funeral tomorrow here in the DMV area. So definitely want to be able to keep them in our prayers. But the reason being, at least for this show today, I posted out on IG, and it's definitely a serious topic of suicide. And, you know, what was brought to my attention here, there was a YouTuber named Atika. He was found dead in New York after posting a video expressing suicidal thoughts. And one of the things that concerns me is that when people are out there in pain and you don't know what to do or don't know who to talk to, sometimes some people feel like they don't know who to talk to. So that's the thing that really concerns me at times, is that in the process of doing that, this young man had thousands and thousands of followers on YouTube. And what they say, they basically found his body unresponsive in the East River on Monday evening, less than a week after he was reported missing. His original name was Desmond Amofa, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. So what they say is that YouTuber Desmond Amofa, who has went by the name Atika Online, has been found dead in New York less than a week after he was reported missing. Authorities discovered his body in the East River on Monday after responding to a 911 call. And the spokesperson basically said he was reported missing when he was last heard on the phone June 19th. They say cause of death was not released, but hopefully we'll be able to get more information about that. And this young man posted an 8-minute video on YouTube last week and, you know, talked about his mental health, apologized for pushing people away, and discussed the dangers of social media. Now, let's hold up right there now. One of the things that we learn and know about social media is that you cannot live your life based on what everybody else is posting on their timeline, because the only thing that they are posting are just highlights. Highlights what is going on from their lives. Highlights. They don't talk about the bad stuff that is going on with them. They just talk about, you know, everything that is going on and everything that is good. While there is nothing wrong with that, people get caught up in the tendency of comparing their lives to everybody else. And you know, one of the things I had to learn from rule of thumb is to be able to live my life. It ain't about, you know, whether I'm married with five kids or married or single with no children, or whether I'm playing events and stadiums, or whether I'm just doing local parties. My journey is my journey. And unfortunately, when it comes to issues of mental health and social media, while I'm not the expert on mental health per se, but at least from my perception of it, is that people are so concerned or wanting to live their lives through the lives of others or live somebody else's life. And you really have to focus on just living one life, and that is your own, making it the best that you can be and being grateful for what you already have in life. Now, he says he really had no intention of killing himself. And you just never know when people are feeling that way. You just never know. I remember a long time ago when I lived in Long Island, and my sister, you know, this young girl was her best friend. I remember her name, I believe it was Pamela Davis. And she committed suicide by, you know, locking herself in the car in the garage and turning the car on. And she had died from the smoke, inhaling that stuff. This young girl was a beautiful young girl with a lot of promise, but at the same time, nobody knew what was going on with her. She committed suicide. She was only about, I think, 12, 13 years old at that time. But, you know, anybody who's out there listening, if you know somebody who is just, I don't know, just talk to them. It's hard to know what mind space or what's going on in their headspace, in terms of just being able to communicate just to make sure that somebody else is all right, because anything could happen. You know, tomorrow is never promised. And the thing that bothers me the most about that is that we have to find out, you know, when it's too late. You know, it's almost like, what is it going to take to find out what's going on with that person? Unfortunately, this young man is dead. And, you know, this man, he blogged about video games. He really had a passion for it. Over 130,000 YouTube subscribers. And he hoped that his story will maybe help to make YouTube a better place somehow in the future. Well, I can't say that it is guaranteed to happen, but we can do our part in terms of just bringing awareness to it and encouraging others to speak, encouraging others to just speak up, simply speak up, simply talk about it, and have no shame in it. Because I tell you, there have been some days where some things are a lot more challenging than others. If it wasn't for God's will, if it wasn't for my love of music, I don't know. I probably would have been gone a long time ago. And I'm grateful to be here today. But you know what? It's not about me. It's about not only this young man who committed suicide, who jumped, but it's others out there who are thinking about committing suicide. And also on IG, I did post up some numbers for different countries, suicide hotlines. So you can definitely go ahead and, check out my IG page, DJ_Waheed, and be able to go ahead and do that. And oh man, I think I might have a call on the line. Just give me one second here. All right, caller, you're on the air, Party Life and Music Radio. Can I help you? Hello. All right. Well, I thought that person was on, but all right. Well, look. The thing is, you got to remember this, that you want to be able to enjoy life as much as you can to the fullest. And again, I'll keep repeating this. Do not be on social media comparing your life to others. Do not be on social media comparing your life to others, because you don't know what people have done to get to that point in their life. You don't know. You don't want, sometimes it's one of the things you see people celebrating around harvest time, but some people are not willing to put in the work to get to that point, or at least to create their own harvest. And unfortunately, this was not the case here with this young man. And, you know, but again, when he mentioned social media, you know, I got to be able to say and ask the question, you know, what is it about social media that will make people say, man, I can't take this no more? what is this? I mean, I'm not getting on a young man at all. It's just that, you know, you got thousands of followers on social media, and you are talking about the passion that you love. But at the same time, I don't know what type of childhood this young man have. I don't know what his family situation is. I understand he recently broke up with his girlfriend, and the last video she saw of him, he was playing with her cat. And, man, I don't know if that has something to do with it. Some people handle breakups a lot differently than others. It's nothing to laugh about. It's nothing to joke about. When you don't know what's going on in that person's headspace, anything can happen. Anything could be possible. So that's the thing we got to be able to understand. So just for a moment, I'm just going to do a brief moment of silence for that young man. All right, thank you. Yeah, so that's the thing that what is on my mind regarding this issue today, man. And, you know, my man Kobe, you know, basically said on my IG page, you never know what somebody is going through. And this is the absolute God honest truth. You never know what somebody is going through. And, you know, you can look around and, you know, and see other people just living a life. But at the same time, you know, even especially celebrities who have a larger platform to reach people, you never know what they're going through. And yet, when you hear the stories about them committing suicide, you kind of like, you know, it reminded me of and I forgot the gentleman's name, but he worked for CNN, I think with Anthony Bourdain. He worked on CNN. He was literally living the life. He would go around the world, touring places, different restaurants, eating all types of food. People would reach out to him, try this, have this. Every time you saw him, he had a glass of wine. And you thinking to yourself, man, this guy's living the life. Look, I'm a DJ, and, you know, my diet may not reflect his taste, but I'm sorry. If somebody gave me the opportunity to go around the world and to do all that stuff, sign me up. And you pay me well, sign me up. I'll be right there on the first plane. I'll be out there like, look, let me try this dish. You know, as long as it's not anything that is too gross and give me some wine, I'm good. But you just never know what is going on through somebody else's head. You just never know what's happening with them. And that's the thing that always, you know, bogged my mind. You think everybody has a good time. I mean, I remember times when I first graduated from college and I was working at a job at this company as a leasing manager. And I hated it. It was one of the most depressing experiences I ever had to experience. And dealing with a chick who was, at times, bless her heart, meant well, but that time she got on my last nerves. And it wasn't so much that, but it was just the culmination of, okay, I'm making all this money. I graduated from school. I'm doing all this, but I was just not happy. I was not living out my passion, living out my dreams. That's the flip side of that. So how do you reach those who are not living your passion, living out their passions? How do you reach those who are living their passion and yet you want them to stay here on earth with us until God actually calls them home? You know, because I don't think a lot of people grow up to say, hey, I want to become a martyr. Now, if it's about defending your community, defending your family, that's one thing, you know, but to end your life. And because I don't know if somebody did not reach out to him in time. I know some people did reach out to him on IG. And, you know, just letting him know that, hey, I'm here for you. But sometimes it's just not enough. You know, he also apologized for betraying people. You know, those are the questions that I'm asking, like, okay, who did you betray? What are you talking about? And he says he's sorry for leaving such a stained legacy. I just have to take a breather for that one because, you know, I wouldn't want to say his legacy is stained, but it's just giving people, or at least it should be able to give people a lot of reasons to talk about what is going on in their headspace. What is happening and why people are afraid to talk about it? Why do they feel that they are ashamed to even talk about what's going on? Or do they feel that they cannot trust anybody? You know, so those are the things that really bothers me when I hear people are going through depression. 'Cause I know that's part of it as well. And I'm just going to read some more quotes here from the New York Post article. It said, "Let my story be one that advises caution on too much of the social media shit." I'm quoting this from the New York Times. It can fuck you up. It can give you an image of what you want your life to be, and it can get blown completely out of proportion. And say, unfortunately, it consumed me. And I'm just going to address this to our young people. I cannot say or know what exactly that you're going through. I cannot say I understand, overstand, get you. I cannot say that you should do X, Y, and Z. But what I can say is this. Just reach out. It's sometimes it's not even about your family and your friends, but even if it's a stranger. This is why on my IG page, I reposted the suicide hotline prevention for different major countries out here, including the United States. It's an 800 number you can definitely call. I will be repeating that number, towards the close of this broadcast. So please keep in mind that, if you feel that you cannot talk to nobody, social media is a great platform once it's used properly in terms of voicing your concerns, because you're going to get people to reach out to you. You're going to get people to comment to you, whether it be in real time or whether it be after the fact that somebody did see your message and hear your message. So on that note, to the younger people out there, those who are his age or a little bit younger and above, just reach out to anybody. There's no rules to this. We don't want to lose you. You're the ones that's coming up after us. When I leave this earth and I'm blessed with a child, I wouldn't be able to say, hey, go to that young person over there. They may be able to help you. We need you. We need you. Straight up, we need you. We do not need you to leave this earth anytime soon. We need you. So you got to be able to keep that in mind. If it's not your family, if it's not your circle of friends or people who you think you're tight with, look, reach out to somebody, IG, anybody who's willing to listen and just be able to just talk about what's on your mind. Nobody's judging you. There's no judgment zone when it comes to that because you're just reaching out for help. So that's the only thing I really could say. And what I'm going to do right now, I'm about to get into this real serious hip-hop mix, I will be back in about 30 minutes to close out this broadcast. All right, y'all. Peace. I'll see y'all on the flip side.
DJ Wahi,
send this one out to the mothers, to the fathers, to the sisters, to the brothers, all of us, all of us. We send this one out to the mothers, to the fathers, to the sisters, to the brothers, all of us, all of us.
Struggle is a strain, then the strain is dominant. My name is prominent for entertainment, it's laced with consciousness. But really, it's just common sense like Lonnie Lynn. You don't need binoculars to see the light coming through the dome like it's innocuous. The common myth of these savages with no history or accomplishments or knowledge of ourselves, they did a job on us. Considering the predictions of economists, machines that do our jobs for us. The future for the working class is ominous. They got us indoctrinated through a bitch's brew of religion mixing with abuse. Emotional, we sit in pews. It's physical, we get the noose and hang ourselves, refusing to name ourselves. Refuse to change ourselves. When I talk about a past that doesn't ring a bell, they make you hate yourself and take effort, so check the method. They'll take you from your family, your kids will never respect you. Attach your sins to the blackest skin, we get the message. We start acting if we crackin' the whip better than the oppressor, yes sir.
Every problem can't be solved at the ballot box. We unify in Africa like Gaddafi. That's what got Malcolm shot. They out to stop anybody with knowledge to figure out the plot. On the balcony like Martin Luther King, I've been to the mountaintop. The blue wall of silence is really the blue wall of violence. The good cops will retire and get fired. The screaming black on black is an excuse for you to not care. Till the cops roll up in their SWAT gear.
I tarry through the turbulent month of Ramadan, sweating all through the night just like the holy prophet. Then reappeared on the stage in BK with the Ummah, shoulder to shoulder with J. Cole and Kweli, just before Jehovah the God crowned me the king with his goldie locket. Alhamdulillah, we've come really far, ain't it? The little engine who could power any car, can't it? The mothers in Chirac said the murder's getting burdensome. The cries of the despised was heard flying out of Ferguson. The last days and times, the Holy Quran and Bible, we on the last page in line, the verse with all the babies dying. Outside of the matrix, inside of the spaceship, but the savior's blind, or so it seems. Years after Noah was told he would roar a stream, the heavens bursted, then the rains came. Retaliation for the sons of the fathers who worked for chain gangs. I hit that shmoney dance on the coffin of a crooked cop, and the World Star Society, where all we do is look and watch. No intervention. Policemen beating elderly women with evil intentions on the highways and the byways. The police state was spread into the back streets and to the driveways. Officer Friendly's an enemy now, looking at me sideways. Shit was all bad just a week ago. The view was just as sad just a week ago. The cries of the Asiatic ancient Semitic peoples that propelled J. Elect from the pedestal to the steeple.
To the mothers, to the fathers, to the sisters, to the brothers, all of us, all of us.
No doubt, Big Shot is the truth.
Wild
love, my sister, mother's child. Rich Ross, Maui Kai, Mad Ill, G-Rap Killer, G-Rap Africa, G-Rap Canada, G-Rap Australia, G-Rap Congo, ATL, Philly, Delaware chapters, no doubt, salute. Hip-hop and I grew up together, so I know the start. We depend on each other, so I'ma play my part. Possess the heart to move an ocean of fans. Drop gems to puncture brims, but you still overstand. I'll be damned if I relinquish the style so distinguished. For fame in the matrix or material trinkets. The norm couldn't speak this, they show mental weakness. You can't go to school for this, they don't teach it. Most think you need a contract to make a living. But if you sign a contract, man, you ain't living. All you doing is giving, no return involved. Gave you John Hancock for a tax write-off. That's why we like to keep it non-commercial, no compromise. One team, one theme, we all rise. I don't want to sign the contracts the others do. The music starts to water down and it isn't true. So we like to keep it non-commercial, no compromise. One team, one theme, we all rise. I don't want to sign the contracts the others do. The music starts to water down and it isn't
Ayo,
true.
The pounds and the pence tends to have an expense on the mind and the lines that drive the nonsense. Ayo, the pounds and the pence tends to have an expense on the mind and the lines that drive the nonsense. Ayo, the pounds and the pence tends to have an expense on the mind and the lines that drive the nonsense. I push through my soul unaffected by the dough, so your spirit will grow. Blood will keep you in the know. No compromise when we need to vitalize. Commercials round the world wanna push through their lies. These teeth give your ears grief, affect your belief, bringing beef. But money these record labels will keep. Mute my message, trying to pollute all my efforts. I ain't with it, fam, I make it clear on my records. I'm moving with rough, so my rhymes stay tough. No fluff, you can't throw money to cool my bluff. I'm all focused, my militant hymns be making wins. When the people start to grin, when the truth gets a spin. And we fill it to the brim, so it can't be stopped. Non-commercial, no compromise, the real hip-hop. So recognize these rebels, step into these devils. Throwing sharp devils of knowledge for new levels. Refusing to bend, and my arms still extend. Cause I'm riding for the people to the very end.
Thank you. need Soprano juice. Hit and play the block and shot up the candles too. Rep it for my niggas gone, that's what phantoms do. Get you dead at 25, yeah, that's what Keenan's do. Tony Soprano juice. Hit and play the block and shot up the candles too. Tony Soprano juice. Tony Soprano. Hit and play the block and shot up the candles too. Rep it for my niggas gone, that's what phantoms do. Get you dead at 25, yeah, that's what cannons do. All my niggas animals, got them hood rats and them cheetah prints. I ain't even fucking her, she just get the heater in. Think about the Aston, I could play a leader in. Couple niggas doing life, I ain't gonna see again.
Couple niggas owe money, somebody gotta bleed again. Styles don't even write a shit, I pray that I don't see the pen. Selling crack out the same crib that we was sleeping in.
Same crib.
Dead broke, robbed the DJ before he get the speakers in. Chain like Dasani, my pistol matched the Armani. Trying to stay cool like Gandhi, my schemes be Ponzi. Same nigga had Christina Milian and Haji's. Cook you niggas over a grill, this shit hibachi.
For all of the homies that been locked up.
Locked up.
For all of the work that been chopped up.
Chopped up.
Cop you designer and stay chopped up.
Chopped up.
Luxury V, stay dropped up.
Dropped up. For all of the homies that been locked up.
Locked up.
For all of the work that been chopped up.
Chopped up.
Cop your designer and stay chopped up.
Chopped up.
Luxury V, we stay dropped up.
Dropped up. Couple homies going to chow. Me and East and Philippe, if we say we going to chow. I let the shit ring, my nigga throwing a towel. Throw weed in the pipe before I'm going to tell. I'm not wise enough, have never known an L. But I'm smart enough to stay low, always going to prowl. This some grimy shit, I'm never going to trial. Shoot it out with the Lord, you know I'm going to style.
You been broke for a minute, ain't got no dough in the wild. No soda, but I seen fiends leave with coke and a smile. Philippe's closed, fuck it, I make him open up town. Love with the robbery, but honestly, the rover my style. Rain. Violating, think it's funny, watch how I go in your smile. Lost a lot of homies, so my mama just hope that I smile.
I
purple tops get familiar, I seen that coke in the vial. If I was holding before, you know I'm holding it now.
For all of the homies that been locked up.
Locked up.
For all of the work that been chopped up.
Chopped up.
Cop you designer and stay chopped up.
Chopped up.
Luxury V, stay dropped up.
Dropped up. For all of the homies that been locked up.
Locked up.
For all of the work that been chopped up.
Chopped up.
Cop your designer and stay chopped up.
Chopped up.
Luxury V.
Yeah.
DJ Wahid.
Hip-hop version and Nat Turner. See, y'all off your clowns. Your career like Kanye featuring Selena. It all falls down. Tell me why them boys hating, man. They all mad knowing that my album's seeing more singles in the dating game. Be careful how you approach. I got a foul demeanor. Keep my foes up on their toes like a ballerina. Who got the call to talk on? I better play like Dion Warwick and walk on by. Motherfucker. What you expect? We supposed to get it cracking. Supposed to get it popping. My niggas always happening. We get you high. My niggas get high, my bitches get high, my soldiers get high, everybody get high. What you expect? We supposed to get it crackin', supposed to get it poppin', my niggas always happening. We get you high, my niggas get high, my bitches get high, my soldiers get high, everybody get high.
A lot of pressed in my chest. I fake like I'm Richard Bourne, really Jehovah manifested in flesh. Address the technical haters. My punchlines is like AIDS, you can catch it now, but it won't take effect until later. Listen, I ain't average. Number one draft pick ball till I form the rap version of Hank Gathers. Don't come around here. Niggas is mad cause my vocal booth is probably bigger than they hold downstairs. I'm ice grilling you, and I'm the weakness, so never take it personal when you hear me claim I ain't feeling you. Lyrically killing you. Look at your balls panting. Balls here to carry the legacy of Charles Manson. Got them laying and counting. Only way we seeing out of eyes if you reach the top of the Himalayan mountains. Duck with my chrome shoot. They all mad cause they turned out couldn't even fucking fill up a phone booth. What you expect? We supposed to get it cracking. Supposed to get it popping. My niggas, so what's happening? We get you high. My niggas get high. My bitches get high. My soldiers get high. Everybody get high. What you expect? We supposed to get it cracking. Supposed to get it popping. My niggas, so what's happening? We get you high. My niggas get high. My bitches get high. My soldiers get high.
Yeah.
somewhere different. Reality got me feeling indifferent. I'm lifting this weight on my shoulder. Behold, the older I get, I reload the clip and sip on something. I feel good for nothing. All my glory days behind me or beyond me. I'm folding like origami. My table's turning like interior decorators. Levels like elevators. These haters got me questioning my judgment. Tried by a jury of my peers, but with a judgment. What will my legacy be? Who will my enemy be? In due time, as I write this rhyme, I don't know. Flash before my eyes. Yeah. And on my deathbed, what will I say as I pray and reminisce of another day? I came from nothing, a child born in poverty. Went to college to gain knowledge so they would acknowledge me. Honestly, I got a good job. I found a woman, made her my wife, but spent more time at work so we could have a stable life. And when my son was born, I had to work even harder. Before I knew it, now my wife is giving birth to my daughter. Went from 40 hours a week to 80. Ain't nobody gonna pay me but myself. Sacrifice my time and my health for wealth. I miss a birthday, miss an anniversary. There's lots of people in this world that's worse than me. I wasn't there for my son's first words, but he ain't grow up in the hood like me. We in the burbs. Sacrifice a couple years, he could have all the money when I'm gone. What a fool I was. I missed his graduation. I missed her wedding day. I didn't even get to give my little girl away, but I paid for the honeymoon, yeah. I paid for the honeymoon. I'm not there right now, but I will be later. I'm working on something that's greater. That's my legacy. I'm gonna be remembered by generations to come. Damn, you dumb. You won't be remembered by your son. Yeah, to be remembered by generations to come. You a fool, you won't be remembered by your son. Nonsense, nonsense. I said to the man with no money. Nonsense. Step back, who running from me? I don't know my own identity. I look in the mirror, look in the mirror, I ain't clearer. I'm just trying to be free. Who is that? It surely ain't me. As I lay on my deathbed, I realize I was wrong. I had been the richest man in the world all along. A beautiful family that all I did was ignore. For financial stability and fear of being poor. Cause when I was a child, knew I always wanted more. When I was a child, knew I always wanted more. More, more. Now I got it. And now I'm laying.
Blue Break Beat Flores. Ultimate Breaks and Beats. The way I was raised, you only held accountable for what you know. Check it. They try to tell me the original man, he wasn't born on this indigenous land. I give them pilgrims a hand. They be resilient when they building a plan. I got the skills to reveal it's a scam. So here I am. It's more of science, and the more you apply it, the more these devils find it hard to deny. The more they won't even try it. The more they won't be stealing deeds and hide it, because the Moors will be bringing the riot. Check it. They try to tell me that Osama was guilty for 9-11. They got filthy rich and bombed them to heaven. He wasn't on, I was alone because they killed him. They killed all his brethren. They set him at sea so nobody can see. They said Obama's not a citizen. Shit is in disarray because they got innocent immigrants living in fear every day. They be shivering and slipping these bitter politicians. And they be getting them to work for lesser pay. They try to tell me that the earth is alone in the universe, but we're the first to burst upon it, to use it, to birth the component. The moment that we surface, we knew we can work it, it serves its purpose, though these devils try to hurt it. They try to tell me they're no alien beings, but I'm the only alien they be seeing. But I ain't scary and green, the melanin be having scary and fleeing, because they fear that I'll appear in their dreams. Boom. They try to tell me, serve the God of my enemy, scarring and killing me. Then they tell me God is a friend of me. Honestly, is it me? Do I need to honor my enemies? Deities who doing rituals to stop up my energy. They try to tell me that the voodoo that you do is doo-doo. But who do you call when the voodoo that you do is all you ever perform? Now they tell you that voodoo is wrong, but I better strong. Am I cuckoo to mention at all? They tell my children that it's Adam and Eve, then Adam and Steve. But they don't say the Adam and we. It's adamantly divine, so the Vatican be just backing the priest and lying and attacking our seeds. They try to tell me that the balance of life can be preserved without me having a wife. I'm here to challenge the hype. I speak the truth, I'm not the arrogant type. You in the dark, I'm here to carry the light. Check it. They try to tell me that nobody is living in 2012. So you gotta be kidding. Too many devils with a cosmic opinion. But who the hell knows the proper intentions of the Mayans and what they forgot to mention? They try to tell me I was born on this planet, but damn it, they sampled the granite from the spot that we landed in Kemet. And you'll understand it that they managed to damage our ability to ascend it. Now our spirit is stranded. They say the melanin will never be better or relevant than any devil who's excelling and dwelling in medicine to bring the terror in this era, but never again. Cause we are the beginning. And they know there is never an end. They say I'm mortal, but I live through the blood. I live through the stars. I live through the mud. I live through the bars. From portal to portal. I live through the planet on Mars. And I order will show you I'm royal, immortal.
DJ Wahid on the cut.